A Prayer to Remember God's Closeness in Your Suffering, written by Alistair Begg and read by Kelly Gibbons. And a voice came out of the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased." Mark 1:11. Why was Christ chosen out of the people? Speak, my heart, for heart thoughts are best. Was it not that he might be able to be our brother in the blessed tie of kindred blood? Oh, what relationship there is in Christ and the believer. The believer can say, "I have a brother in heaven. I may be poor, but I have a brother who is rich and is a king. And will he allow me to be in want while he is on his throne? Oh no, he loves me. He is my brother." Believer, wear this blessed thought like a necklace of diamonds around the neck of your memory. Put it as a gold ring on the finger of recollection and use it as the king's own seal, stamping the petitions of your faith with confidence of success. He is a brother born for adversity. Treat him as such. Christ was also chosen out of the people that he might know our wants and sympathize with us. As Hebrews 4 reminds us, Christ was, in every respect, tempted as we are, yet without sin. In all our sorrows, we have his sympathy. Temptation, pain, disappointment, weakness, weariness, poverty, he knows them all, for he has felt all. Remember this, Christian, and let it comfort you. However difficult and painful your road, it is marked by the footsteps of your Savior. And even when you reach the dark valley of the shadow of death and the deep waters of the swelling Jordan, you will find his footprints there. Wherever we go, in every place, he has been our forerunner. Each burden we have to carry has once been laid on the shoulders of Emmanuel. Let's pray. God, when the road grows dark and life gets difficult, remind us that you too suffered and were persecuted. Remind us that we are not alone, and even now you see us. Help us to remember that you have paved the way for us. You have taken the sin of the world upon yourself, and you are with us in every trial. In Jesus' name, amen.
Scripture and brain science agree. Meditating on God's Word transforms us and reduces stress in our lives. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week I give you space to hear God's Word, listen to the Spirit, and pray about what's on your heart. And then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.